Praise the Lord. Well, this time next week, we will have the Merrills, and they'll be here. They'll be doing everything. We're doing nothing. And Don's going to just sit and relax. I'm going to sit and relax. We're just going to let them do everything, and they're doing all the music, and it'll be a blessing. You will enjoy the Merrills. They play numerous instruments and preach and do dramatic things and readings, and I don't know what all. They were a blessing to us when we were down in Florida in January, and we got to know them, meet them, and felt like they'd be a blessing to you as well. So bringing them here next Sunday, and we'll have the teens and the other adult classes in with us, and I think we can put up with them for another Sunday. And anyway, we'll have a good time. And I think you're going to really enjoy the Merrill family, all right? Very good. We are on lesson 25, the book of Revelation, chapter 12. Lesson number 25. The title of this lesson is The Aggression of the Dragon. If you need this lesson number 25, raise your hand, please. And Brother Jim Collins will sveltely bring it as he glides down the aisleway. Yeah, the gliding becomes slower and slower every week. But anyway, appreciate Brother Collins. What a faithful servant he is. I appreciate him. I hear more and more about his Facebook positive scripture and devotionals and all of that. And there is an example of using that as a tool for the Lord. And there are so many things we could use, and appreciate him being technologically advanced, but more importantly, theologically able to be a blessing to many, many folks, and that's good. All right, our memory verse, Revelation 12:9. Let's go ahead and say that together, and that's a great verse. Tells us a lot. We'll be digging into that a lot today. But let's go ahead and say the reference, the verse, and then the reference, and begin. Revelation 12:9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 12:9, and again, Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 12:9. And Father, we do thank you that that certainly can happen anytime. You are God. You created the devil, Satan, and you are certainly the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And though he would try to usurp your authority, we know that he'll never do that, that you will always be on the throne, and that he'll be cast out. We thank you for that, and one day he'll be cast down into that lake of fire, and we look forward to that day as well. Until then, help us to cast him away from our lives, to resist the devil, and you said he would flee. And give us victory, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We started with Roman numeral 1 last week and talking about the wonder of the dragon, or actually 2 weeks ago. And the wonder of the dragon is verses 3 and 4. There appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. We've talked a lot about that, and all of these, really, chapter 12, again, as we mentioned, we're not looking at any kind of a timeline here, though I think we can get some idea of these events within the 7-year tribulation time. But these are characters. These are the 7 key characters, or 7 key characters that appear in Revelation and during the tribulation. And so, again, we're not trying to nail down any kind of a timeline, but here we identify the dragon, and we talk about his aggression. Very, very aggressive, always has been. Satan hates God. He defies God. He challenges God, if you will. And amazing, he is a created being. The Bible's clear about that. But he somehow, you know, he just like we, you know, how many times do I see humans shaking a fist and, you know, I'll do what I want to do. And it's like, it's, you know, we should not be shocked when we ourselves wrestle sometimes with that idea. But Satan, of course, this battle has gone on for, well, since the beginning of the creation. And so Satan has challenged God. We talked about and started on verse 3 last 2 weeks ago. And there appeared another wonder in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon. We were kind of taking that little phrase apart, great, talking about the size, possibly the size being his influence. And Satan has had a huge influence over the years. And verse 4 talks about his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. Again, the Bible does not say specifically this is what this is, but I think that is referring to his influence in the angels, which now are called demons in their choosing to follow. He had a very strong influence over those angels. They were angels. Now they're referred to as demons. He obviously had a big influence on man in the Garden of Eden, getting man to sin against God. And of course, he'll have influence on the Antichrist and even possessing the body of whoever this is, and literally taking control. He has influence in the life of whoever the false prophet is, a religious leader during the tribulation who is yoked up with the Antichrist. And, you know, that is one of those things that, well, now wait a minute here. What's religion doing? And if you are, you know, if you don't understand that religion can be as ungodly as the bar, or as prostitution, or as any wicked, what we would call wicked sin, if you don't understand that, then we're going to take you back to Bible 101. You know, religion doesn't save anybody. Religion doesn't necessarily mean that it's Christ-like. There are so many religions in the world, and many of them certainly are not Christ-like and not for our God. And so the false prophet, which he is one of the characters we'll meet here in Revelation 12 and 13, he is a religious leader who is false. Again, the Bible said that would happen in the last days. There'd be more and more and more and more, and we see it. We see it, and we see good people following those people. And but it's false. Okay, that's why I emphasize so many times truth. Talk about truth. Okay, well, it sounds nice, but is it true? Okay, well, that causes an itching ear to get scratched, but is it true? You know, somebody tells you something and wow, really, but is it true? Okay, that's the key, truth. And truth sometimes, boy, it can really be a pain on our thinking. But folks, we better stick with the truth. And in the last days, you know, there's only one thing we can trust. Oh, really? CNN? No. What can we trust? The Word of God. That's all we can trust. And, you know, it, as a pastor, it happens all the time. And I'd love to tell you it hasn't happened recently, but it's happened recently where somebody, you know, I'm talking to somebody and say, yeah, but what about the truth? Okay, let's talk about the truth. You know, here's what the Bible says. That's your problem, Pastor. That's my problem? Yeah, that's your problem. You always keep going back to the Bible. Folks, it's all we can trust. You can trust the Bible. And that's why we keep going back to the Bible. That's why we're going to keep going back to the Bible. Because it is the truth. And in the last days, Antichrist, he's anti, But is he ever going to look good? False prophet. He's false. But he's going to look religious. And all of that is Satan's influence. When the Bible talks about this great red dragon, that greatness certainly would have to be said about his influence. And then we talked about it also would have to be said about his power. Great influence, great power. And God has allowed him to have power. Again, we know this is talking about Satan. Satan is very powerful. I am reminded, I prayed it this morning, resist the devil and he will flee. You know, our problem is it doesn't say anything about cowering to the devil and he'll flee. Doesn't say anything about turning your back on the devil and he will flee. It says resist the devil and he will flee. And we have to understand he is powerful, but God has said greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so his power, though we must respect that power, we should never be intimidated by it. Great. It's a great influence. It's a great power. And yet, you know, his power is so much greater. Always so much greater. And all of that is going to be magnified during the tribulation. Now, you know, we sit back and we read the book of Revelation and we study that, and maybe we've read some of the different fiction books about the end times and all of that, and there are quite a few out there. Maybe watched a film, a documentary, whatever, about some of these things. And we think, how can people be so blind? Did you say stupid? I would say that, but not on a Sunday. I had to be more dignified. But how? And yet, it's us. We are people. And he is so deceitful. Do you know? I mean, you talk about a professional football player, professional baseball player, professional bat. These are professionals. He's a professional liar. Do you know people that lie that actually believe their own lie? You know, or you think, don't point at anybody. Yeah, it's that part. No, but they I have known people over the years, they lie. They actually believe their lie. They just do it. It's just part of their nature. Well, Satan's the father of lies. He's the master liar, and he's a master deceiver. And he's been deceiving since the Garden of Eden. Well, he's been deceiving since before that with the other angels, you know, whatever he told them, part of his influence. But again, understand, folks, don't just think, well, I'll tell you, that tribulation, those people aren't very smart. I'm glad I'm not going to be around, because we are being deceived as well. Right here, today. I watch Christians all the time. I watch them get sucked into the devil's scheme. Is anybody going to amen today? I'm starting to feel real lonely. I feel like that guy standing at that Western town and the little sign up above, and it's, and there's no one. But anyway, we need to be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking as a roaring lion. Seeking whom he may devour. Be sober. That means don't get drunk. No, that means be serious. Be serious. You know, we're so casual today. The devil's a joke. The devil is now, you know, honestly, if you check out your television schedule, the devil's on, I'm going to say probably, I'm talking about as the devil. You know, devilish things, demonic things. It's more and more today. It's become very prevalent. People are used to it. They're used to demons. They're used to devilish things. They're used to possessed people. They're used to snarling, foaming at the mouth, and heads spinning, and all the. And it's kind of like, we got used to it, and you know, and just slowly but surely, he just kind of sneaks in, And anyway, thank you. But again, great size, influence, power. And the Bible says red. What's that? Red typically in the Bible indicates blood, violence, or war. The tribulation, certainly that first part, there is seems to be this peace that is not. This peace that is a false peace. This peace that, Antichrist, who is a political master. You have to understand, the machine will be behind him. And folks, come on. We've been watching it over the last years. We've watched a machine bring in presidential candidates and get them elected. I'm not talking about the last 8 years. I'm talking about the last 25 years. We've been watching it. We see it. It's all of a sudden, where did this person come from? How did this happen? And we wonder, and yet that's exactly how it's going to. How can the Antichrist become so powerful? Well, it's just because man lets it happen. And Satan's behind it. And he is, and then comes the blood, the violence, the war. Shouldn't shock us. Go to John 8, verse 44. Write it down. John 8 and verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. You see, he was a murderer from the beginning. How could Cain kill his brother? Well, the devil didn't make him do it, but the devil influenced him, and he chose it. I think often, how do people kill people? I read in the paper, this guy killed. My mind can't function in that level. And yet, more and more, people are killing people. I'm talking about murder people. Why did you murder that woman? Well, she had $20, and I needed it. A life for $20. Unbelievable. But Satan is a murderer and was from the beginning. And so violence, war, murder. During the tribulation, murder will be rampant. Murder will, okay, this building. I'm not going to be here. There's not going to be any, I don't think any of our deacons will be here. Amen. Don't think we'll have any of our Sunday school. I'd like to think nobody, no member of Berean Baptist Church will be here. I don't know that, but I'd like to think that. So we're not going to be here. Don, you're not going to be here. We're going to be in heaven. And so who's going to get this? Who's going to take this building? Who's going to take the house I live in? Who's going to take the house Christians? You know, you have to understand, it is going to be war and murder. Yeah, it's hard for us to imagine. But again, the description, you know, is so applicable to him. A great red, and then dragon. Dragon is a large serpent. We have our ideas of a dragon, and certainly I would not, I'm not going to try to describe this, but understand, the word as far as dragon, it is a large serpent-like creature. And so whatever you think of a dragon, I'm not going to say right, wrong, or indifferent, but it does go back to that word serpent, and that goes back to the Garden of Eden, which goes back to the animal that was used, the creature that was used by Satan to accomplish the fall of man. and a monstrous, nasty, large serpent. There's nothing, you know. And by the way, shouldn't be a shock that you know, the fascination with dragons nowadays. I mean, you see dragons everywhere. In a good light. Go to the store. Go into the children's section of any store, and I promise you, you're going to see dragons all over the place. Every kind of dragon. Lots of dragons, and they have smiles on their faces. Again, I want to remind you, in the Garden of Eden, the serpent that tempted Eve, he didn't have a forked tongue hissing. She'd have ran. He had a big smile. Hi, I'm your friend. Folks, we have to get stuff out of our minds that, you know, be prepared for Satan to, he's not going to be snarling and foaming at the mouth you know, when he tries to tempt you. Now, he might do that when he tries to scare you, but he's not going to do that. He's trying to get you involved in some sinful thing, and he's going to have a big old smile and just look so good. Hi, I've got something to sell you. Anyway, remember, the serpent was the first body that Satan used there in the Garden of Eden. And again, this verse 3, the great red dragon, what a good picture of Satan and what he is. Great red dragon. Verse 9 says, the great dragon was cast out. And then he's called that old serpent. Goes back to the Garden of Eden. And again, the description, the serpent, the first body that Satan used. That old serpent called the devil. Devil means slanderer. The old devil, the slanderer. Seems like we really could get upset at the devil, doesn't it? Seems like we would get upset at the... He's a slanderer. If you found out that somebody was slandering you, would that upset you? Okay, he is the slanderer. He's whispering to people things about you. Now, again, I'm being very dramatic. You know, pastor thinks that there's little voices in our heads. There's influence in your head. And he's very influential, I promise you that. And he would love to influence you away from anyone that believes this book. And he's after our kids. He's after our teenagers. He's after our children to get away from this book. Why is it? All of a sudden, I mean, it is becoming such a big thing today that, you know, these people that believe the Bible, they're dangerous. We are? Why are we so dangerous? Well, we're not dangerous, but the devil wants everybody to think so. He's a slanderer. He's a slanderer. He's going to slander. Oh, they hate. He is hate. I mean, he is the epitome of hate. But if he can get everybody to think that we are hate, we're running, but we're buying buses, we're spending time on Saturdays, we're going out, we're in a fair ministry, we're trying to win people to Jesus. We're not trying to hurt anybody. We're not trying to make people give us all their money. We're just trying to get them saved. And yet the slanderer has people looking at us like, what do you want? What are you up to? And then he puts some of his people within our churches to mess everything up. And I'm telling you, it is, boy, you ought to get mad at the devil. I just preached that. The devil, the Bible says, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which means adversary. Satan, the devil, Satan, the adversary. That means he is adverse, he is opposite, he is opposed to God. We have nothing in common. Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. We're not like him. He hates our God. Why in the world would I want to do anything that associates with the devil? I don't. And it says in verse 9, and again, I'm just trying to describe this dragon here. Verse 9, it says, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He's a deceiver. The whole world. Unbelievable. Just as verse 4, his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. Again, I believe talking about the angels that were in heaven, angels that at one time had worshiped God, praised God's name. Satan deceived them somehow and drug them with him. He's a deceiver. He's a master deceiver. Sometimes I talk to people and I see how deceived they are, and I don't know of anything more frustrating. I guess I shed more tears over how deceived man can be. People that know better. My wife and I were talking about this. They know better. But Satan puts those blinders over their eyes, and they know better, but they don't see. And it's just, you just watch people fall left and right. Go to Ezekiel 28. What time is it? Oh, man. Ezekiel 28, verse 11. Ushers, if you'll come and go ahead and receive the offering. Ezekiel 28 and verse 11. You need to read the little insert, a couple of them in today's bulletin, but about gun control. You talk about deceit. And again, this is just one, this is one issue. There are so many issues out there, just one issue that Americans, and again, this is an issue that involves unsaved as much as it involves saved people, but just to see. You get the idea of the deceit. So somebody goes, and I'm never for people taking guns and killing people. I'm not. You know that. Everybody knows that. We're doing everything we can. We protect our kids in the school. In fact, we're talking about locking all the doors now, and nobody can come in. They've got to be checked and screened and fingerprinted. But we'll do anything we can to protect our kids. And I'm you know, somebody goes in and they shoot up an elementary school. I mean, my heart goes out. But you have so many killed. But the deceit of all that is oh well, we need to get rid of guns. I'm getting a little political here, if you'll excuse me. But we just need to get rid of all the guns now, and then that'll take care of it. No, it won't. That person still would have had a gun. Because they're a crook, they're criminals, they're deviants, they have minds that are wrong, they're wacky. The truth of the matter is, though, read the little insert. How many people have died when guns were taken away? In the numbers, it'll blow your mind. But that's the truth. By the way, that little article, you'll never see that. You'll never see that in a major newspaper. You're not going to see those statistics. You won't see them in USA Today. You won't. CNN won't report on those statistics. They'll talk about how a gunman went into a post office, a gunman went into a business, a gunman went into a school, a gunman, and they'll talk about the hundreds. Again, don't get me wrong. If I thought it was a solution, if I thought that would take away the problem, I'd be for it too. But it won't take away the problem. And they're talking about those numbers. And now, but let's look at the truth of the thing. Take away man, take away our guns, people's guns, and you'll have thousands who will be killed. Read it. It's a good article. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. But anyway, it does. It has to do with deceit. And we fall for stuff. And people that used to say, you know what, I agree with the NRA and places like that, you know, now even they are saying, you know, I think these people have a point. I think it all makes sense. It's like deceived. You are deceived. Amen. Anyway, all right, Ezekiel 28, verse 11. What time is it? All right, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. Here's a king, again, you know, that I believe was possessed or run by Satan. And commentators are going to argue one way or the other on that. I'm not, you know, but thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. Okay, Satan created. It says, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou wast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they filled the midst of thee with violence. Thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. And again, a description of Satan as he is described in the Old Testament. We also looked at Isaiah. Again, we have many, many different verses that give us ideas about Satan. He's a murderer, he's a liar, all these different things. There is absolutely nothing good to be said about Satan. The Bible says in chapter 12 and verse 12, therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. And I'll talk about this on one of my other points, but it does say this, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. He has a short time. As nasty, as wicked as he is, the shorter the time gets, the more nasty and the more wicked and the more ruthless and the more desperate he becomes. Why? Because he has a short time. And, you know, when I get to that point talking about the woe of the dragon, it is, again, just so hard to imagine a Satan. You know, his hatred of God, his hatred of God's kingdom, God's people. Wow. Again, if you were to look well beyond the news, you would see that God's people are being persecuted all over the world. Not here too much yet, but all over the world, God's people, they're dying. They're being massacred. Places in Africa, places in the Middle East, places in China. I mean, there are places where God's people are being absolutely massacred with a hatred, with a vengeance. And what did they do? They preached Jesus. That's what they did. Well, that's what we do. And how can people hate us? Why do they hate us? I'm telling you, it's because it is all fueled and funded and founded by Satan. Good outline, Jim. He hates what we're doing. Hates it. When I'm studying this and I came to the dragon, started, you know, really studying. Again, all I study is the Bible. I urge you, don't look up the occult. Don't look up the devil. Stay off the internet when it comes to this stuff. I'm serious. I'm telling you. I'm warning you, the best thing you can do is get your King James Bible out, get you a good concordance, and if you want to study things about Satan and about demons and all that, just stick to your Bible. Amen. I'm telling you, it is a dangerous, dangerous thing. And but I started studying, and I'm telling you, I'm under attack. And it's like there's a bullseye. And I've got a lot of face to give bullseye to. You know, I mean, there's a whole lot of area. Glenn, I don't want to hear anything. But I mean, it's any time I preach about the devil, I imagine Don could testify this and other preachers here. You get a good message you're working on about Satan and that. And it's like, you know, boy, he's just, yeah. But greater is he. Greater is he. And you don't know how many times. You know, people, you know, and I counsel folks all the time. You don't know how many times in the middle of the night, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm pleading the blood of Jesus Christ. And you know, why? Because I want to sleep. I want to sleep. And Satan hates the blood of Jesus Christ. So anyway, we need to end right here and start up in 2 weeks. Don't forget, next week the Merrills will be here. Pray about that and pray that God uses them. Father, thank you for the time we could spend in your word.